This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. The winter session of Parliament began yesterday. Addressing the media ahead of the commencement of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "New generation of members of Parliament should be encouraged to raise issues from their constituencies." He said, "The House should benefit from the experiences of young lawmakers, and the nation should also gain from their fresh perspective."
सदन में जो पहली बार चुन करके आए या जो छोटी आयु के वैसे सभी दलों के सभी सांसद बहुत परेशान है उन्हें अपने सामर्थ्य का परिचय कराने का अवसर नहीं मिल रहा है अपने क्षेत्र की समस्याओं की बात बताने का अवसर नहीं दिया जा रहा है कोई भी दल हो हमारी ये नई पीढ़ी के आ रहे नौजवान सांसद उनको अवसर देना चाहिए उनके अनुभवों का हमें सदन को लाभ मिलना चाहिए इस नई पीढ़ी के अनुभव सदन के माध्यम से राष्ट्र को भी लाभान्वित करेंगे और इसलिए मेरा आग्रह रहेगा कि हम इन चीजों को गंभीरता से लें
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो अर्ज्ड ऑल द पार्टीज नॉट टू मेक द विंटर सेशन अ बैटल ग्राउंड फॉर फ्रस्ट्रेशन बॉर्न आउट ऑफ डिफीट नॉर शुड इट टर्न इनटू एन अरेना फॉर एरोगेंस बॉर्न आउट ऑफ विक्ट्री ही सेड द सेशन इज नॉट जस्ट अ रिचुअल but it fuels efforts to take India towards development. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju asserted in the Rajya Sabha that the government is not averse to holding a discussion on Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls, electoral reforms and other issues. Mr. Rijiju was responding to opposition parties demanding a discussion on the issue of SIR or electoral reforms in the House. The minister said, "The demand for discussion is under consideration." Not satisfied with Mr. Rijiju's response, opposition parties including Congress, DMK, TMC and others staged a walkout from the House. After completing its scheduled business for the day, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till today. Meanwhile, on the opening day of the winter session yesterday, the Lok Sabha witnessed multiple adjournments amid uproar by opposition parties on various issues including SIR of electoral rolls in several states and union territories. Amidst the opposition ruckus, the Lok Sabha passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025 with voice vote. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu informed the Rajya Sabha that some flights reported positioning system, that is GPS spoofing, in the vicinity of Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi while using GPS-based landing procedures. In a written reply to a question on GPS spoofing, Mr. Naidu told the House that contingency procedures were used for GPS spoofed flights approaching to runway 10. He added that operations of flights on other runway ends remained unaffected due to the availability of conventional navigational aids. He added that global navigational satellite system interference reports are being received from Kolkata, Amritsar, Mumbai, Hyderabad, Bangalore and Chennai airports. Civil Aviation Minister said, "India is participating in global platforms to keep itself abreast of the latest methodology and technology for timely implementation of the same." He also said that to enhance cyber security against global threats, Airport Authority of India is implementing advanced cyber security solutions for IT networks and infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the President of Sri Lanka, Anurakumara Dissanayake, and assured him India's continued support to Sri Lanka under the ongoing Operation Sagar Bandhu in providing rescue and relief to distressed persons. Mr. Modi assured that India, in line with its vision Mahasagar and its established position as the first responder, will continue to extend all necessary assistance in the coming days. During the conversation, President Dissanayake also conveyed his deep gratitude for India's assistance in the wake of the disaster and appreciated the swift deployment of rescue teams and relief material. Meanwhile, India has so far handed over a total of 53 tons of relief material to cyclone-hit Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. Cyclone Dithwa recently caused severe flooding and widespread disruption across Sri Lanka. In the Women's FIH Hockey Junior World Cup 2025, India kicked off their campaign with a commanding 13-0 victory over Namibia in Santiago, Chile. With this win, India climbed to the top of the table. Meanwhile, Germany also registered a 7-1 win over Ireland in the first match of the pool. And that is the end of this news bulletin.